John Batchelor, Hotel Mars, David Livingston, Dr. Space, my co-pilot, and we've traveled 12 billion years into the early universe to understand a little bit of how what James Webb Space Telescope is doing for astronomers. And we have one with us right now, Dr. Anshu Gupta at Curtin University, a research fellow. Dr. Gupta, you've apparently done research, which is what you do, and know that David and I love the game of you've got an unlimited budget. So you've had a chance to think about this. We're not surprising you. Good for you. What is it that you want to do next with to build on your discovery of these early bright galaxies?
All right. I'll answer it in two parts. First part, what if I had an unlimited budget? What will I build? And the technology for this exists right now. So there is this Mu spectrograph, which can look at galaxies in three-dimensional, really large area of space. So what I'll do is I'll put that Mu spectrograph on James Webb Telescope, and that will give us a really detailed view of what the early universe looked like in 3D. James Webb can do that, but the field that it looks at is really, really tiny. So we can only look at the individual galaxies in 3D with James Webb, not the environment those galaxies are living in. But with such an instrument, Mu spectrograph on James Webb Space Telescope, that will give us the galaxies in the early universe and their environment, a 3D view of that, and that will be spectacular.
David, you have a question for the unlimited budget doctor.
If you had the unlimited budget, could you use your research to confirm the Big Bang theory?
That is a difficult question. I'm not sure how we will be able to confirm it. I think once we start to push down in radio emission, go understand the cosmic dawn and the cosmic reionization, how those things happen, then that will be the way to sort of confirm Big Bang theory. But the inflationary period still remains a mystery for most theoretical physicists and astronomers, and what happened immediately after that. So, not sure about that question, I have to say.
We're very grateful to you, Dr. Gupta, for two non-astronomers to understand as much as we have from your explanations. Dr. Anshu Gupta, a research fellow at Curtin University in Western Australia, the International Center for Radio Astronomy Research, working with the James Webb Space Telescope, early days of the early universe and discoveries. This is Hotel Mars, Episode N, with my colleague and co-host David Livingston, Dr. Space himself of thespaceshow.com. This is also CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.